Tales of the Stupid!
And there are many.
Right. Start. Who's first?
Mine's quick, so I might as well get it out of the way.
She said. You just gotta give every person listening to the show a nerd boner.
There you go, another
one. No, I was playing tennis. Fuck off. Oh, no, you missed that story.
No, it's supposed to, you're supposed to grunt more for tennis. It's
I don't want to be... Stop it! Stop it!
Fuck you, howler monkeys! Put it back in the cage!
30 love! 45 love!
I feel
pretty well. What else has with. To go first, Dad?
Alright, well, I'll share one then. It was Friday night, and we decided to go visit Uncle Dak at the local stupid hole.
Yay!
Mm-hmm. At the skate club, because I'm not sure if we're
Sharks
still
club. Yeah, Sharks, Sharks Club. Club. Yeah, Sharks Club. Club.
Okay. Sharks Fuck. Club.
Yes. Yes.
Sue me.
Yeah, try it.
Me too. Angry bus drivers there also.
Yes. 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 So. We're actually going over these reasons for judgment, and Dak's trying not to kill somebody, and he's doing his little hotel dealies, and we look over, and the howler monkeys are going, and they're having trouble getting the umbrella stay up, which was quite amusing to watch, and all of a sudden, you see some crazy bitch hauling her boyfriend out. We're saying, we gotta go, something like that. Yeah, so the standard crazy bitch dragging her boyfriend out, because her boyfriend's probably being a dumbass, and she gets in her car. And she backs out of her stall and straight into a truck.
Crack!
We hear the crack! And we look over, and it pulls forward, and there's the release crunch.
Crunch!
Yeah, and it stops. And we're like, what, is she gonna leave? She gonna leave? Look like she's gonna drive away. Nope, she's getting out. Oh, she's getting back her car. Oh, there are the cops.
She starts. She starts the car up and starts to move when...
Whoop.
Yeah,
and you know, these cops had already been sitting there. Like, they did a full walkthrough before, and they were sitting there in an unmarked car. So they saw this stupid bitch drag her boyfriend out, get into a car, ram into a truck, and then think about leaving. And so they pull her out. Two breathalyzers later, she's in the back of the car.
But no, there's a part that you're missing. So I go over there and I take a look at the truck. The truck's not badly damaged. This is a really good scratch on a chrome bumper of a great big Ford Sierra.
Okay.
Or whatever it was, not the Sierra.
A big Ford.
GMC
Ford.
Sierra, that's what it was.
GMC yeah. Sierra. So anyhow, I look at this thing and I'm like, the cop goes, is it staying at your hotel? And I have no fucking idea. I'll go inside and check. So I come back out and tell the cop after me and the baller, who, that's the name.
Is that the baller?
The baller, that's okay. What we're going to be calling him.
All right.
Because he may be on
Stay
the show.
Stay tuned, kids.
Go through the entire list. We can't find anybody who's staying at the hotel driving this thing. So I go back to talk to the cop. The cop goes, we found who the car belongs to. And I'm thinking, ah, fuck. Of course, hand job for me once again. And he goes, he smiles at me and goes, it's one of the bouncers.
At the Shark Club.
Oh.
It's his first night.
Welcome to the Shark Club, my friend. This will be one of many.
Yes.
You drive a car now. You'll be driving a clump of shattered steel by the end of the month.
No, but that's, you know, the car has nothing to do with the job, really. I mean,
No, he's like, I'm like going, wow, I guess she won't be making the guest list. So anyhow, the cops put her in the back of the car.
After two breathalyzers.
Two breathalyzers. Yes. Which she failed, both of them. And they, going through the stuff in the car. Did you know they found something?
No, I didn't know. No. What'd they find in the car?
Well, something that apparently she's going to say it's hers, though it sounded like it was her boyfriend's.
Oh.
Something that vibrates?
No.
No. No, no. Some other sort of projectile.
Really? They found a... a boomstick in our car?
No. They found a pouch of medicinal herbs.
With that license.
Yes.
Yeah. Amazing, of course. Amazing how that glaucoma was going around, isn't it?
It is her mother's car, who she borrowed on their way from Alberta here.
Oh my god. Really?
Mommy's car's in the impound right now. That's where it is.
With a crushed fender.
Yeah.
I need bail. No.
As the cruiser drove past us with her in the back of the car, we just gave her a nice little wave.
I actually waved.
Yeah, he waved.
He waved, and when I saw him wave, I figured, "Fuck it, I got it." So I started basically. I actually sang, "Hello, boy, hello, boy, until we meet again."
Well, you know you're going to see her again.
Oh, yeah. I was saying, enjoy your cell, you horse.
When she gets back to Alberta, people are going to say, how was your trip to BC? Well, you know, other than being busted for DUI, it was pretty good.
And possession.
And possession.
Yeah. Don't can't forget
the
possession
charge.
I'm
fleeing the scene of an accident.
Well, attempting to.
Attempting. Yes. Yeah. She didn't succeed.
That's where she failed.
Tell the,
oh, yes. So, the next night, I'm in the, once back in the hotel, and the young lady who works at the desk, I'm not going to say her name, I don't even have a name for her. Anyhow, she...
Chocolate love.
Well, okay, chocolate love says, she looks at me, she goes, come here. She waves me over frantically. I come over and I'm like, what's the matter? She goes, they're disgusting. And I'm like...
Yes, they are.
Sniff, sniff. Who? She goes... We got a tour group in from China. I went, okay, what did they do? They said, well, they're talking loud, and one of them came up to me, and he made a motion of, like, rubbing on his shoulders, and then rubbing his chest, and then he rubbed his arm real fast back and forth. And I went, you want soap? And he went, no. After I said soap, and I kind of got him a bar, and he said, okay. I said towel. That's what I thought. He did the whole thing again. And I said, towel, and I went, she went, no. I said, well, what do you want?
He wanted a rub and tug. Me.
And I'm like, did you tell him? Did you? I said, did you tell him no happy endings here?
How much he?
He was confused. He thought he was in Richmond.
No tip for her.
Literally or figuratively.
Yeah.
This is just general everyday stupid.
Yeah, this is absolutely no unusually high level of stupid over the course of the weekend. This is just regular stupid.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I actually have one you'll like, Dak. I have George the Scumbag's Uncle.
George the Scumbag's Uncle.
What, like the cops knew this guy?
This is pretty much the exact same scenario you had, but on public transit with the construction site.
Okay.
So... this is about 3 or 4 months ago, and I was taking the train into school every day. So it's about 5:30 in the morning on the train. It's packed full of people commuting to work. And there's this one guy in there with kind of a ratty beard, worn clothes, and he's just going berserk at everyone around him.
Oh, he saw me there. I have issues with transit, that's why. Just to explain. Anyways.
You drive a bus! And you have issues with transit?
Slightly.
Dude, your past issues. You have more issues than National Geographic. You have the full subscription level with the special package.
Have you been talking to my psychiatrist again? Oh, jeez.
A little. Go on, you were saying.
All right, so as he sits there in his soiled toque full of yesterday's droppings.
Oh, that wasn't me. Okay.
He's going completely berserk, so I just press the silent alarm and I wait. Yes. So I'm in there in a black overcoat with gold buttons and a black fedora with a three-piece suit under there. I just clean up and casually press a button. And I go back to reading my book and kind of half pay attention to what he's doing.
The train stops for a while. The doors stay open. The cop goes immediately to where the silent alarm was. Says, "Everyone okay here?" Says, "Right behind you." He turns around. "Hey, it's you, Steve. You scumbag. You're not supposed to be on transit." Now, like, okay. The door's closed. I just bye.
Wow. That was amazing.
George, you scumbag.
Steve, you scumbag.
You have all these bleeding hearts and say, "Oh, it's public transit. He has a right to..." You know what? Let me say it here and now. Nobody has a damn right to ride on transit. It's a privilege. You pay for it, you act appropriately. You don't, get the hell out. It's that simple.
Well, actually, what happened was, is after he said, "You, Steve, you scumbag, you're supposed to be on transit. Do you have a ticket?"
Yeah. Oh. No, of course not.
You know you're supposed to have a ticket.
I know.
You're going to get off now, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me catch the next one.
So apparently that entire family's not supposed to be driving. Okay.
So what happened is he got off the train and went downstairs and became a bus driver's problem. He got on the bus instead.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
Yep.
I think my favorite regular transit experience, though, is when someone decides they need to swear at the bus driver. That'll get them on.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, there's this one guy...
It works.
This one guy tried to get on the bus, and he had a pop. And a pop is about $2.50. It's about the same price as a bus ticket. It's like, "I don't have enough money for the bus ticket." "We have enough money for the pop." "Well, fuck you, you packy." "Oh, you're not getting on the bus, are you?" Kshink.
The best words I ever heard from a transit driver in this area, though, is somebody was running for the bus, and he stopped a little bit, and then he kept driving, and he goes... "This is a running service for the waiting public, not a waiting service for the running public." And wave to the guy as you drive past him.
You wouldn't believe how many operators at transit live by that motto.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. I would too.
Yep. They do.
I'd probably go and stop, and then go and then stop. I'd just go and grab the door and go and.
Well, see, yeah, but that's because you're an asshole.
See, I'm. Yeah. I'm really bad for that. Is
a I very funny ass.
See, I don't stop chasing the bus. I will chase it to the next stop.
Oh, you're one of those people that has a death wish. Yeah, you know, bus driver killed a woman last week who was running for the bus. She slipped and fell underneath the rear wheels. Done. Gone. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yep. This is what happens. That's why they have all those little signs that say, "Don't chase or bang on the bus," but they don't tell you why. That's why. Because you're going to get fucked up, okay? So don't do it.
That's why I have my own driver's
It's basic
license.
Physics.
Yeah. It is basic physics, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, see,
but obviously she can't read the sign, so how the fuck is she going to know what basic physics is?
Oh, very good point. This is why we keep having accidents at transit.
Then that's, safe when you then that's natural selection.
Isn't it?
Exactly. Child safety locks didn't save you there, bitch.
I think the Darwin Award should be a weekly event.
I think EFT should be a weekly event.
We should start a new Uncle Dak segment called EFT. We really should.
No, because you see, the thing is, we don't normally see universal justice kind of brought down. The hammer of God does not fall upon the stupid as often as it should.
Well, maybe we are obliged to do it.
That's called premeditated murder.
It's still illegal in most jurisdictions. It works for the Saints.
That was a movie.
Even if the director,
I don't know that.
The director didn't either.
That's why Troy Duffy's not doing any more movies.
Hey, but Jack, there are 7 of us, including you.
The Not-So-Magnificent 7.
We can get some mech warriors. We jump into them butt naked. Start taking out the stupid people as the right hand of God.
Why is it everything you do is naked?
That would be really cold on my nuts. Sitting in a mech warrior naked. And have super shrinkage.
Tell that to Vanderhoven, okay?
The closest thing we could afford would be aluminum foil. And we'd look pretty fucking stupid dressed in nothing but aluminum foil.
But people would stay the fuck away from me. I'll tell you that.
Excuse me, look at this. I would look like a fucking baked potato with wings.
And it's Potato Man.
No, baked potato.
Baked potato man.
I'll be the bacon bits. So you can be the sour cream. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. sour cream. I
thought it was whipped cream.
I haven't actually tried this out, but I'm pretty sure it chafes.
I don't know what the cops would say if they arrested all some of us naked, wrapped in tinfoil with like AKs.
I saw this coming.
Because I wouldn't shoot the cops. I'd give right up to the cops. I wouldn't shoot them.
What, this is the tinfoil. This is my amazing mech warrior.
The cops would probably run away.
More cops would fuck be shot out of the scene, you know, because the first guy's on the scene and be like, I ain't fucking touching them. Call for backup. Hey, backup. Okay, backup shows up. I'm not fucking touching them.
No, see, in that situation, they call the probies.
Yeah, that's right.
The fucking SWAT guys would show up and be like, nah, it's not worth it.
No.
Actually, they'd probably react the same way as those werewolves in Langley.
Yes.
See, this is why we need more funding to address mental health issues.
Well, that's the beauty of it. We wouldn't actually go to prison.
No, yeah.
But this is why we need to actually address real mental health issues. And not the ones the ministry makes up.
Yes, not the Diagnostic Service Manual, which gets bigger every year.
Oh, boy.
Can't they say I'm sane?
Fuck. Anybody else got one? You had one, huh?
Yeah, the little one.
We haven't had any real big ones this week.
Yeah.
But we'll
Oh, I've got a big one for you, Uncle Jack.
No, you can keep it.
All right, I'll get mine out of the way.
Story time on Dax's knee.
Come on over here to Uncle Dax's lap and just tell me a story.
And then, you used to be Catholic. You're not allowed to do that.
And he's talking about the most likely one, too.
Are you, or have you ever been a priest?
He's not wearing a dress, so it doesn't count.
And then afterwards, you can show us on the doll where Uncle Dax touched you inappropriately.
Everywhere!
He touched me places I didn't know you couldn't get touched.
All right.
Okay, so I guess the other guys in the company that I work for DJing have moved on to bigger and better things because I have officially inherited the Torque Exponent that I use to DJ with. Now, this is a piece of equipment that I learned how to beat mix on about 3 years ago.
So it's old and crappy.
No, actually, that's the good bit. It's actually a really solid piece of hardware. It's got the turntables and all the effects, knobs and sliders and whatnot, and we...
She said knobs.
I've got plenty of knobs.
I've got to slide my knob.
I've got deck knobs. But my deck knobs weren't working. Literally, that's what they're called.
Okay. There's pills for that, man.
This thing has been working solid for 3 years. We upgraded the software, and it still ran fine.
Why does all this sound like a porno to me now?
Because you're single. Here.
So, we've changed things around, and Big Daddy has now said, okay, you can keep the laptop, you can keep the Exponent at your house, because I know you have a secure place now, because, as you all know, I lost $2,000 worth of gear last year, because I was stupid. So that was really nice of him. But I used to have my Torque Exponent in a custom-built box that had the mixer and a laptop. Shut up! You're making it sound dirty. I'm not.
I put my deck knobs in my box.
They stopped working.
Everything was built in. Now I have Torque in a bag.
Continue on. Just fucking continue on.
He said, fuck it.
Bobby, you are the last person that's supposed to degrade to this mental level. What the fuck?
I'm sorry, I've worked 40 hours in 3 days. I'm a little tired.
This is what we get when we sit here looking at R2-D2's unit.
Alright, so I get it home. I use it a couple of times and I notice that the effects aren't working. The strobe, the flanger, the phaser, everything that makes the song sound funny and cool when you mix them together, they're not working.
They're not working. Okay.
So
no more 80s laugh track.
That's what the show needs.
No.
Go on.
We could do that on Eft instead.
Okay. That would be awesome.
That would be fucked, yeah.
And decapitation.
Fuck
yes.
So I set it up at the house, and I'm looking over it. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. It's probably because we upgraded the operating system on the laptop. So I update the driver, still nothing. Reset all the permissions because it's a Mac. Reset it, still nothing. Reset all the MIDI parameters, still nothing. Go through the forums, still nothing. I spent 4 fucking hours trying to reprogram every single fucking MIDI control on this fucking controller. And you know what the problem turned out to be?
Forgot to plug it in.
Just about as stupid.
What?
Well, you see, on the Torque I used to have, it was in a box. This one's not in a box. There's a little button on the front of the fucking thing that you just click.
The good news is now your drivers are up to date.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden everything works.
It loads a little faster now.
Actually, I did that on my computer a few days ago. Nothing was working, nothing was launching, errors all the time. I reformatted everything, reinstalled everything, checked on my drivers, updated my BIOS, which is a pain in the ass. And my date was set wrong.
December 31st, 1969.
I got a phone call from my mom a while. I know I've mentioned this before, but she called me. She's like, I think I have a virus. I keep getting help.exe popping up over and over and over again. It just won't let me do anything. Get over there. Her monitor was stuck on top of her F1 key. Which is the standard help button. Oh, my
fucking God. Now, see, this is terrible for me.
Here's your sign.
See, now, I've fixed computers since I was like 8, and I started tinkering them apart and knowing how they work.
I used to build them, but I'm completely out of the loop now.
And then I just didn't check the date box. This is not 1974. I know it's not 1974. I didn't bother to look to see it wasn't 1974.
It's like when I bought a wireless keyboard and I couldn't get it to sync with the computer, and I ended up calling in tech support. And I'm like, oh yeah, hey, how's it going? I used to do tech support too, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I've done this. Yeah, I've done that. We go through everything under the sun, reinstalling drivers and all this, and I'm on the phone with him for 45 fucking minutes, and he goes, well, you synced it, right? And I'm like, what do you mean I synced it? You hit the sync button when you opened the box, right? No. Did you read the instructions? RTFM? I'm sorry, click.
Yeah. Wow.
And for those of you who are not tech geeks, RTFM means read the fucking manual.
Wow.
But I worked in IT. I'm better than that.
No. None of us are better than that.
And yet again, it all boiled down to user error.
I'm going to say this for those of you who weren't paying attention for the last millennia and a half. We're stupid!
We're all stupid. Poor people breed faster. Attractive, dumb people breed faster. The bimbo effect.
Right.
Natural selection isn't allowed anymore.
We are breeding ourselves to extinction.
Well, you see, we would occasionally would have that smart gene that would basically show up as kind of a recessive mutation, and they would be the ones who would survive, so it would be more likely that the recessive mutation of smarts would pass on. But we don't do that anymore. We put child safety caps on, so, you know.
And then we run them over with buses. I'm sure it'll work out eventually.
Well, see, we're trying.
Once we have our nuclear apocalypse, the stupid ones will die out in the nuclear winter.
Yes.
And those 8,000 people who survived that are still smart will repopulate the Earth. And we'll begin again.
And they'll fight over Nuka-Cola.
The problem is,
I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be in a vault.
I don't have enough faith in people to actually follow through those plans. They'll, like, design the vault, but they'll forget to fill it with the fucking water.
Fucking water chip. You have one water chip in a fucking vault? The fuck?
Yeah. Remember, there is one vault you can find that has 5,000 water chips shipped to it by accident.
Yeah, but then they won't have any actual entertainment, so everyone will go nuts and kill everybody.
What vault
don't forget
that?
The vault.
Well, that is the entertainment.
That was in
yeah.
I don't know which vault it was.
Nerd deathmatch.
Right. Yeah. That'd be good entertainment. All right, you want to tell your bus story?
Oh, well, yes, I do. I have a lot, but I'm going to try and keep this.
Everything's out of the way. The slate is now clean. The floor is yours.
I'm going to try and keep this angry bus driver story as condensed as possible. This is.
Are we there yet?
Yes. Yeah. Are we there exactly. Yet? Exactly.
This isn't the route the bus normally goes. I'm supposed to be stopped by now.
I missed my stop. Pull over.
I was getting ready for the bus.
This started on a Friday and ended on a Monday.
That's wow. Like,
yeah. So
that's a lot of stupid.
There was, you know, well, there's so many stupid people that take the bus. It's unreal.
Really?
Yeah. So I was driving the bus in Port Coquitlam at this time, and I was driving between Braid Station and Port Coquitlam Station, and this old Greek guy was really drunk, sitting in the seats right behind me. Bus full of, you know, women, children, families, and this and that. Well, he decides this would be a good time to whip out his cock and take a fucking piss, but not just subtly. He whipped it out and sprayed his piss all over the aisle and all over other people's shoes.
Aww.
If he was in that bus, he would have died.
Yeah.
He would have been thrown underneath the bus.
Well, accident. Yeah. I mean, you know, this is minor.
Oh, yeah.
So we get to Poco Station and the police are waiting for him and... He gets escorted into the paddy wagon, at which point his pants fall down, and everybody sees his ass in slung, because he's not wearing underwear. Aww. He goes to the drunk tank. That's my Friday night. Saturday night, I have a kid who just came from a university kid who just came from a drinking competition with his buddies at the pub. He threw up so much beer... I called it the Exxon Valdez of pukers. I mean, this kid was sitting in the back of a bus by himself.
And I wonder why.
Well, you know, luckily for him and me and people who weren't there, they weren't there. He's sitting in the back. He threw up so much. It looked like he just took a pitcher of fucking beer and poured it all over all the seats and the floor. I mean, it was disgusting. Aww. And for those of you who have ridden on transit, you know about the little steps from the back there. Okay, well, the liquid puke was running down the steps like a little fucking waterfall. It was gross. It was just disgusting. And he felt so bad. He was on his hands and knees in it, trying to clean it up. Because he was that drunk. He didn't know what he was doing. Sorry. Oh, beer. So, yeah. Maybe he was trying to swap up the beer and drink it. I don't know.
PVM. Any pointers for the man?
Aim for the shoes.
Yes. Yeah.
They make great little containers.
That was Saturday really? Night. Yeah. You know, the universe decided to give me a Sunday of rest, so Sunday nothing happened. Monday afternoon, I was driving the 160 bus from Poco to Vancouver. At Coquitlam Station, I picked up a guy who was definitely as high as a fucking kite. I don't know what he was on, but he was really wasted. And he decided that he needed a ride to Vancouver. Well, I don't give a rat's ass about the fare, so he just waltzed on in and, you know. So he's sitting there talking to himself for a while, having a grand old time. Then he reaches into his pants and pulls out 10 DVDs that he just stole from Future Shop at Coquitlam Center and starts to try and sell these, you know, stinky DVDs to people on the bus. Nobody buys them.
Just ignore the crabs. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, he goes to sit down, and he's sitting down for a while, and I'm driving along Hastings now in East Burnaby, and I smell something. What the fuck is that smell? What is that smell? It's getting stronger. Oh, it smells like shit.
Oh, no.
Well, sure enough, Cracker Jack McGee has shat his fucking pants on the bus. To make matters worse, he doesn't just, you know, get off the bus all shamed and run away. He decides that he's going to wipe his ass with pieces of the newspaper he found on the floor. In doing so, pieces of shit fell out of the bottom of his pants all over the floor. He saw them, thought, oh... Wow, look at those. Grab, look, smell, finger paint. Oh, so he decided to finger paint on the windows with his own shit.
By this point,
the finger painting, he was solo. By this point, we're parked on Hastings at Kootenay Loop, just at the edge of Vancouver, and I'm on the phone with the Transit Communications, letting them know about our artist to be here. And they can't. I don't think they believing me. You know?
I call this my brown period.
Yes, this is my brown period. Exactly. Yeah. So this.
I used to try to express
my contempt for the musical taste of what I've stolen at this time. I feel that somehow this represents...
Oh, fuck.
We killed them all!
So we're parked at Cooney Loop there, and he's in the bus, totally unaware the bus is not moving, totally unaware everybody else is gone.
Well, to him, it is moving.
Oh, well, probably, right? And he's doing his thing, and there's shit all over the seats. There's shitty balls of newspaper all over the floor. There's shit all over everything. He's got it all over the stanchions, you know, the poles people hang on to, all over the windows and everything. The transit supervisor shows up and goes, fuck, I'm waiting for the cops. The transit cops show up, and they have a look, and they're like, we're going to wait for the VPD. This guy was left in the bus to do his you know, shitty finger painting for like 25 fucking minutes before the fucking VPD finally shows up with a wagon and two guys in, you know, in gloves and everything else just, fuck, I don't want to touch him. Oh, you know, trying to arrest this guy that's covered in shit. It was just disgusting, and that's my 3 days of hell.
I don't know, it's a lot of paperwork. It might be worth it, though. Yeah. I don't know.
That's not even a full week of transit operator experience.
If we shoot him, the coroner has to touch him.
Yeah. All right, let's do this.
You give you the ear, bus driver, you take a shot too. It'll feel better.
So let me get this straight. If we kill him, we don't have to touch him?
Yeah. We'll just let his body decompose on the bus. We'll park it in the back of the yard for a few minutes.
First, we'll have to go to the detective. Those guys are all assholes. And then from there, it goes to the coroners.
Fuck it. Torch the bus.
The best part about the story for me is that I know someone I really don't like who cleans the buses.
Well, let me tell you, they would have had... Somebody had to clean that, okay? Yeah. Well, somebody got dirty pay that day. It wasn't me.
The part I like that you failed to mention was the real stupid was after the first incident where the dude pisses all over the bus. And you tell dispatch that you need new bus because somebody's pissed all over the front of it. And we're not talking like the very back of the bus. We're talking right where the people put the money in the fare box and then the disabled people sit.
Yeah.
He's pissed all over the front of the bus.
Yeah.
And so what was their response to that?
Oh, yeah. So they said, yes, we'll come and deal with that right away. So their response to that was to send a fucking transit supervisor to come and sprinkle some kitty litter and spray some deodorant in the air and then say, okay, I'll sweep this off. All right, take your bus and off you go. And I said, sorry, what?
Yeah.
I don't, no. This bus has to go back to the yard for a change because it's got biohazard on it now. Yeah. Oh, no, you gotta run. So the guy starts arguing with me. So he calls in to Transit Communications on his radio and he says, oh, the driver won't drive the bus. He refuses to drive it. I've cleaned it, blah, 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 this and that. And they come back and they say, well, what's the problem? And he says, well, there was urination there, blah, blah, blah. And he wants a new bus and this and that. And he won't. And they came back and they said, yeah, it's company policy to take out a bus off the road and bring it to the garage for cleaning right away. So why are you trying to make him drive a piss bus?
I'm a supervisor.
Like,
oh,
shit. Like,
the higher up you get.
Yeah.
What did the supervisor say when communication said that to him?
Not much. He just kind of wandered away and said, your new bus will be here sometime soon. And went in his little van and fucked off to go sleep somewhere, probably. That's what
Something like that, though, it just goes along with the theory of if you look for any corporation whatsoever, you look for the stupidest fucking person you could probably find in the corporation, you go through his genetic makeup, and somewhere you will find management.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh,
your boss.
I love him.
Well, actually, it's the Peter principle.
Yeah.
Everyone rises to their level of incompetence. Remember that, kids. It doesn't matter if somebody's level of competence.
There's a special level of incompetence. It's called middle management.
Yeah.
I haven't even scraped the good stuff yet.
Ineffectual middle management suck ups.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah.
VMBA.
Like, VMBA, I like that.
Like, I'm in university right now, and I run into people every now and then for like the courses everyone has to take. There's always people from all sorts of different faculties that kind of conjugate.
By their groupings.
Yes. And not conjugate, collect, or coalesce, or whatever the fuck
congregate.
You want to
call it.
Congregate.
Congregate. Congregate, not conjugate.
Discombobulate?
Anyways, and when you get the MBAs in there, it's like, well, I'm in business. That means I'm going to be rich. No, you're going to be a useless tool.
You're going to be a car salesman for two guys.
Now, see, I have higher respect for fine arts majors than
yes. Yes.
Fine arts majors at least demonstrate a modicum of creativity. Useless creativity, but creativity nonetheless. I have to give them that. MBAs can buy a Sears suit.
Just a little, this father in the big case here. Yeah, I guess he was a economics degree. Yeah, a degree in economics. Yeah. He was a financer.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Let me guess, he worked with American banks.
A couple probably of them. Actually, he got fired from one of them for taking a vacation up to Sunshine Coast with his two kids when he wasn't supposed to be on vacation with his kids and in court.
Come yeah on, this just gets worse and worse.
Oh, yeah.
When you think these you can't fuck up anymore, he fucks up more.
Yeah. So, yes, you know, if you're listening to us right now and you're using this to gather the information for our trial, realize that it's not us who fucked this up.
It's you! It's you. All of you!
All of you!
Go fuck yourselves!
Yeah, seriously.
69 style. From one civil servant to another, go fuck yourself. Yeah. Seriously.
Okay? Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck all of you.
Fuck you.
Have a good night, everybody.
But I wasn't done yet.
We were at 3 hours.
I know, I was just going to mention one thing quick. You're an asshole.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's already done now.
No, what is it?
We haven't stopped yet.
Well, no, it's just something that Iron Angel sent in. I was talking to him. Apparently, they now, in his band, yeah, they now have band safe words. I'm actually influencing people with my safe words. Yeah, awesome. It's scary. Yeah.
Well, just remember, all complaints can be sent to go F you ourself.
No, but see, the 69 style is they're enjoying this.
Yeah,
we're corrupting people.
Excellent.
No, nice. We're not corrupting.
So we are going to trial.
We are giving people the light.
Just remember to use the light to start a fire to burn them all.
Yeah. Yes. And at least at the trial, I can plea insanity. I am a. You know,
I'm
crazy
actually curious.
Driver.
I want people to send in more ideas for episodes of Aft. Just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, just whatever you can come up with.
Next week on Aft. Yeah.
Yeah. On the whole corruption issue, I just have to say one thing. I'm glad I already like the taste of hemlock.
Have a good night, everybody.
started off with eight good boys, but half had gotten lost. When you never came to lunch together, when their eyes began to grow. But there were 85 of us,
and many to go. When we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore. Characters and carousers, the likes you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drink to the was no more. From the Troller to the Raven, with Boston to be sweet. We arrived out of the Raven just in time for the last call. The final destination of this, the first annual crawl. We dug deep into our pockets, there was no money to be found. Shit, 9 miles home, and for walking we are bound. And we're good, oh boys, we come from the North Shore. Daring kids and carousers, the lights you've never seen. And this night, by God, we turn to the woods no more. From the shore to the Raven, the fast stops in between. And we're good, oh boys, we come from the North Shore.
Thanks, everyone!